Hi, everybody. Mike and Wes back with another edition of Three Things, except today it's two things. Larry unfortunately had to step away, but Wes, the show must go on. So what do you got?
Shaq Griffin, Mike.
All right.
We talked about him before, the linebacker coming out of UCF. National champions, by the way. He made sure to point that out. Undefeated at 13-0. But what a story this guy is, and what a personality he has. Obviously, it's been one of the big narratives here at the NFL Scouting Combine. He has only one hand, his right hand, and exactly what that means for his prospects in the NFL. Well, he showed a lot of scouts there, 20 bench reps using one arm and a prosthetic on the other side.
Okay.
The most he'd ever done coming into the NFL Scouting Combine was 11. He was hoping to do 6 today. Unbelievable. And then afterwards, talking about his journey, and his whole philosophy here is if he can inspire one person, maybe that person inspires somebody else, and then along the way, through that domino effect, inspire thousands. People ask him all the time, or they say to him all the time, you can't play in the NFL with one hand. And his reply is, well, you can't play in the NFL with two hands. So why are you limiting me from that? Just a really dynamic personality. And also mentioned, if he gets that call on draft night, like his brother did last year, his twin brother who plays for the Seahawks, he's not going to be able to speak. It's been a really big goal of his and something that he's really looking to accomplish.
Yeah, just an amazing story, and certainly one of the best stories all week here in Indianapolis. But Wes, my thing for today is a little bit of NFC North intrigue, yeah, as the Packers look for a potential pass rusher to boost Mike Pettine, the new coordinator's defense. What I'm talking about is two guys who are pretty highly rated here. Marcus Davenport, who we know has been attached to the Packers in a lot of mock drafts out of Texas San Antonio, and Harold Landry out of Boston College. Both of these guys, Wes, their position coach in college is now on the staff of the Detroit Lions' new head coach, Matt Patricia. You're talking Paul Pasqualoni, D-line coach at BC, is now the defensive coordinator for Detroit. And Bo Davis, the D-line coach at UTSA, is in that same position now for Patricia in Detroit. Now, I don't know if the Packers are interested in either of these guys or if the Lions are. The Lions are certainly going to know a little bit more about these prospects maybe than anybody else. But I just think that whole division rivalry thing, the Packers pick 14th, the Lions pick 20th in the first round, could get kind of interesting.
Very interesting. We'll have to stay tuned to that one, Michael.
All right. Well, we've got one more day of media access here at the Scouting Combine. Defensive backs are the last to meet with reporters tomorrow, so we'll be back for that. Stay tuned, and thanks for watching.